Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the best of Stoney and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, the NFL schedule was released. Some interesting things. First of all, the Lions, we'll get to their actual games, but they're kind of disappointed that they're not playing the Rams on national television. We kind of think the Goff-Stafford matchup would be great.
Yes.
But it's not. It's, you know, it's middle of the season, so to speak.
And not even a like Game of America or whatever, the Game of the Week or whatever the hell he called it. You know, it's just a 405 regional game.
Yes. If Ron Pitts was still doing games, he would be doing the game, right? There were some interesting things around the league. Obviously, you know, the Cowboys taking on the Bucks, first game of the year, the Thursday night game. Also, the fact that the Browns are playing at the Ravens week 12, a bye week 13, and then home for the Ravens week 14, first time since 1991. And the Lions, as you will see when we go through their schedule, has the bird gauntlet, as Jamie Samuelson, God love him, God rest his soul, would call it. There's not too many teams that go through the complete bird gauntlet, and the Lions are going through all of it.
Yes.
All of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's start with the schedule.
Wow.
The Lions begin their season at Ford Field against, will it be Trey Lance? I don't know. It's the return of Laken Tomlinson. George Kittle and the San Francisco 49ers come into Ford Field. Rico Beard, Mr. 49er, will be there all decked out in 49er garb as his team wins. Lions lose. They're now 0-1.
Jimmy G, feelings are hurt. Still comes away with the win.
Is this the first time they've come here since the I Know Your Rules game?
I believe so. It's got to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Week two, Monday night, Green Bay, Wisconsin. John's boy, Brian Greasy, will be there with Lewis Riddick and company. The
Scott
Packers.
Scott Dreisbach will be there.
The Packers will not disappoint no matter who the quarterback is. They're going to beat the Lions. Lions will be 0-2 at this point.
I agree.
Lions will return home for their first game against a bird team, the Baltimore Ravens, with J.K. Dobbins, Sammy Watkins, and, of course, Ben Mason. And, oh, yeah, some guy named Harbaugh, one who is a good personality. The Ravens will win that game, and the Lions will be 0-3.
I originally had this one as a win for the Lions because I don't think Lamar Jackson has really progressed as a quarterback and can throw the ball, but I think they come away with a win.
The Lions then go to Soldier Field looking for win number one. Will it be Andy Dalton? Will it be Justin Fields? Whoever it'll be, they lose. The Lions win their first game under Dan Campbell and become 1-3.
First division win, first win on the road. I agree. I'm taking a win for the Lions against the Bears.
All right. They're going to Minnesota next. The Chris Spielman versus Rick Spielman game. You can talk about the Lions offensive line all you want, but the fact that their secondary is not going to be, it'll be better, but is it going to be better, that much better to stop these guys, Thielen and Jefferson? I say no. Vikings win. The horn will sound aplenty. 1-4 are the Lions.
Is that the most annoying sound?
No, it's great.
Oh, drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the Wildcat at Northwestern.
Go just, Cats.
Yeah, go Cats. No, it's I do think because this one's on the road, I'm going to give this one to the Vikings.
The Cincinnati Bengals then come to Ford Field. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins. But the Bengals really have no defense.
No.
So I think Jared Goff and company are going to score enough. It'll be a shootout, and the Lions will win this game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think Michael Brockers and I think just this defensive line gets after Joe Burrow, puts some pain on him, and they come away with a win. Second one.
Finally, well, not finally, but finally because we've been waiting for this for a long time, since the end of January.
The trade, yes.
The Detroit Lions will get on that big bird and fly to L.A. to take on the Rams with one Matthew Stafford. Stafford will have a good game, maybe not a great game, but Aaron Donald will have a really good game. The Lions will lose that game in Jared Goff's homecoming. The Lions are now 2-5.
Who do you think has a pick six in this one, Trey Flowers or Romeo Okwara?
I don't know. Stafford's going to get the win, so I don't think it makes a difference.
Matter.
Yes. Halloween, the scary, scary birds of Philadelphia come to town. Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback. They got the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, there. They got Kerryon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Eagles are not going to be good this year. Give that win to the Detroit Lions.
That's a vintage I'm sorry right there.
What'd you say?
That is a vintage Stony Crutch I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
What are you sorry about?
I don't know. We all have our crutches.
Yes.
I know we do.
Yes. I agree. They win. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
They're grounded. Yes, going into the bye week.
Going into the bye week. Week 9. We go now into week 10. The Lions are 3-5 at the bye, by my math. You have the same.
Yes, I have the same.
All right. They begin the unofficial second half in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where they've not done very well before. I mean, I was there. Gov was there when they opened the season in 95 when Barry put Rod Woodson's knee, ankle, whatever, into the turf at Heinz Field. It didn't make a difference. Was that Three Rivers? I don't even remember. Yeah, it was Three Rivers. Okay. Anyway, the Steelers hosting the Lions. Juju, Najee, TJ, and any other initials you want to come up with. That's enough. For the Steelers, no matter who the quarterback is, whether it's Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph, or Dwayne Haskins.
Yes, I agree that.
Steelers win the game.
Steelers win, but it's by a tight margin because the Lions are beginning to improve.
They're 3-6. Will they improve the following week when they go to Cleveland to take on Baker Mayfield, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, Miles Garrett, and the Cleveland Browns? Will they, John? I say no. They're 3-7.
I agree, 3-7, but they are greatly improved, and they're about to start a run.
Okay, well,
how about doing back-to-back roadies with these two?
I know.
Yeah, tough. This schedule is
tough. I mean as a fan.
Yes.
Oh, at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland, it'd be awesome.
Yes, you could actually take the wake off and, like, stay in Youngstown or something in between.
Oh, great.
Go see the Youngstown State Penguins, the home of Ron Jaworski. All right, we digress. It's Thanksgiving. It's the Chicago Bears coming into Thanksgiving. They don't have Chase Daniel this time. It's not going to make a difference. The Bears will avenge their loss at Soldier Field. The Lions go down. They're now 3-8.
Oh, I have them sweeping the Bears. They get the win at home. Justin Fields is the quarterback. It gets them to 4-7.
All right. The Minnesota Vikings then come to Ford Field. By this time, Kirk Cousins is trying to figure out if he has a job or not next year. He will, but the Lions will win that game and split the series with the Vikings to go 4-8.
I agree. I think they're going to have some injuries that they're dealing with at this time. They're not going to be the offense that they were at the beginning of the year, and the Lions get to 5-7 on my record.
Oh, well, now, next game, the Lions, they get on the airplane, and they go to Colorado to Mile High. That's right. They try to become a member of the Mile High Club and win a game in Denver. I believe the lad, now, Gov, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the last time the Lions were in Denver, or maybe it wasn't the last, was when they beat, remember they beat Tim Tebow?
No, that wasn't the
last time?
Oh, okay. They went there a couple years ago and lost like 20-13.
Oh, that's right, yeah. But I do remember that game when they went to, they beat Tebow and Stephen Tulloch, like taunted him or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, this time, who knows who the quarterback for the Broncos is going to be? Will it be Locke? Will it be Bridgewater? Will it be the nephew of Mark Rippon? Will it be Brett Rippon?
Could be. Yeah. Who knows?
Jerry Jeudy and company. Anyway, that said, the Lions will lose. They're now 4-9.
See, this is where we start to separate. I have them getting back to 6-7. They get a win because Denver, they can't move the ball on offense. In fact, who knows what happens with the virus at this time? Last year, they had to play a game without a quarterback. Maybe they have to do it this year.
So they'll just give the ball to Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
800 times. All right. We come back to Ford Field to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals are an exciting club with, Murray and Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald. But I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be coaching for his life here. And it's going to be a ugly performance by the Cardinals. The Lions will actually win a game at home against the Cardinals. The Lions go to 5-9.
I have them. This is their first four-game win streak of the Dan Campbell era. Cliff Kingsbury is going to be looking for a new job. And since he gets fired and then goes up in stature, I think he may be the replacement for Roger Goodell. I am going to say that the Lions get to 7-7, back to 500 on the schedule.
Holy moly. The day after Christmas, under the tree, is the Atlanta Falcons. That's right. Matty Ice. They're going to be a better team than most people think. Kyle Pitts and company, they beat the Lions in Atlanta. The Lions are now 5-10.
Kyle Pitts shows the mismatch nightmare that he is for the Lions secondary, even for the Lions linebacking core, and puts the finishing touches on his rookie of the year on the offensive side of the ball season, and they lose this one. They drop down one game below 500, 7-8.
The Lions next go west once again. This time it's the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson. They are playing for their playoff spot. And to me, there's no reason that I see right now, barring any injury, where the Lions can win this game. Give me the Seattle Seahawks, turning the Lions into a 5-11 ball club.
DK Metcalf, you just can't cover them. They don't have anybody that can keep that matchup under control. And they, in this one, get two games below, and they are 7-9.
All right, there are 17 games this season, don't forget. And the Lions finish out the season at home against the Green Bay Packers, which seems to be the norm. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is there, I think they're playing for their playoffs. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers isn't there, they're basically tanking for Sam Howell or any of those, JT Daniels or any of those guys. That said, the Lions can't come up with that. I'm gonna assume that Aaron Rodgers will be playing. That's a major assumption. So under those rules, and this could change before the season, I have the Lions losing and finishing their season 5-12.
Aaron Rodgers, even if he's on the roster, he's not playing at this point. And I think they go into the offseason on a high note. They get a win. They miss the playoffs. I don't think anybody's predicting them to be a playoff team, but they finish with a strong 8-9 record. They win this game at home against division opponent Green Bay.
8-9.
That's what I've got.
Wow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.